You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Simo, I wanted to tell you about this story. Now, this story, it's absolutely nuts.
Okay.
Now, everyone, the guy involved, he's fine. Mm-hmm. He's completely fine, which is good to point out from the start.
Yep.
But he's a 27-year-old man. His name's Jimmy. He was driving through regional Queensland when he spotted a brown snake slithering up his leg.
Hell, it's been raining snakes.
Well, there's lots of snakes in Queensland.
Fair call.
I think it's too cold for snakes here, so touch wood, we should be fine.
So, up his leg?
Yeah, so he was driving along and this brown snake was slithering up his leg.
Yuck. Brown snake?
Yeah.
They're the worst kind.
That's certainly not ideal.
No.
They're certainly not like the cuddly snake that you might be happy to have slithering up your leg or something like that.
Mm.
Even if there is if there's like a soft and furry one.
You don't want anything wrapping around you that's cold-blooded, do you?
That is very true. He said he's quoted as saying, the more I move my leg, the more it started to wrap around me, and then it started striking at the chair in between his legs.
Oh, man.
So this is great. This is all as he's driving along.
Yeah.
This guy managed to use his seatbelt as well as a work knife that he had.
Right.
In his ute to fight off the snake while he was attempting to stop the car, and eventually did stop the car and killed the snake.
Wow.
However, he wasn't sure whether or not he had been bitten.
Oh, God.
So he had no choice but to drive himself to hospital.
Yeah.
And happened to be going a little bit fast.
Mm.
A little bit over the speed limit.
Yeah.
That is when he got pulled over. And so we've actually got the audio here. This is off the police officer's, the camera that they attach to themselves. Body cam, I think
it is. Yeah, like a vest cam.
And this car's going past. So it is a little bit hard to hear, but we've enhanced it a bit.
I think it's bitten me. It was in the car with me.
Where did you come from?
I was coming from Billow. Like, you can feel my heart, mate.
You found a snake in your car.
There was a brown, it's in the back of the tray, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ah, that one.
No, the other snake.
No, I've got 17 dead brown snakes in the back there.
No, you're pointing at the wrong one. In fact, it's the other one.
Mm.
Ugh.
But yeah, so the cops came. This guy, turns out he hadn't been bitten by a snake. Cops called an ambulance. They got him checked out on the side of the road. He hadn't been bitten by a snake. He was completely fine. But,
wow.
A little bit of a story to tell your friends, shall we say.
Yeah, it's a lot different to just waiting for a mate when you get pulled over, doing that line. Like, so they didn't need to take him to hospital, because I assume that if he needed, the cops would have done the right thing and like chuck him in the back and just vroom with the lights on.
Yeah, well, they checked him out thoroughly. He hadn't been bitten by the snake.
Wow.
Which is incredibly lucky considering it was striking underneath.
That's mental.
Like the driver's seat in between his chest. It managed to avoid his legs.
What would you do?
I mean, more or less what this guy's done, I guess.
Yeah, he's handled it probably as best as he probably could.
Mm.
Right? Ugh. Where did it come from? Did it come up through the floor?
That's the million-dollar question. Yeah. Perhaps it just slithered into the car somehow, or maybe it came up through the floor. It's impossible to say.
See, I can't. I get creeped out by this stuff.
Mm.
Like, next time I go to, start the ignition of a car, I'm looking for them. Same thing with, any time you hear about toilet snakes, I'm checking before I go to the loo. Any there? Nah, we're good.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And do you enjoy surprises?
Yeah, I don't mind them. Why are you a fan of surprises, not a fan of surprises?
Oh, I don't know how I feel about them when they happen.
Okay.
I think it's worse when you know it's coming.
Yeah, that is worse. I will agree with that.
What about surprise birthday parties? You ever hosted one?
No, I've been to a couple, but...
What about mum? Did she ever throw you one?
Nah.
Oh, really?
I know. Not happy about that, mum.
Yeah, because mums are the web weavers, aren't they, of the planet, really? They're the ones with the plans.
Well, not mine, clearly.
they have the schedule always about when you're going to do stuff, right?
It is amazing mums have this kind of superpower.
Yeah.
That they just know. Like, I've been living out of home for like 5 years or something now. She still knows every 12 months I get a text pretty much to the day.
Hmm.
Oh, have you visited the dentist? Go book yourself an appointment. And I'm like, come on.
Oh, dear. So I'm glad you brought up their superpowers, because sometimes they use them for good and sometimes for evil.
Okay.
Don't you think?
So, well, I think I say, reminding me to go to the dentist, I think we can agree that's good.
Yeah.
What evil are you talking?
Oh, just sometimes they do stuff for their own benefit. It doesn't hurt anyone, but sometimes they're like, yes. You know?
Is there a story coming up? Have you been scarred by something your mum did?
No. This one involves a mum who she set up a surprise for her 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the 3-year-old had been in lockdown, like restrictions, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a bit harsh on him because he'd just started doing a bit of kindergarten for about, I think it was like 3 months or something.
Right.
And he got himself a best mate, Jordan. It's like you and me, right? He got himself a best mate. Okay.
Oh, and then they couldn't see his best mate.
Yeah, for like, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks.
And it's like the 3-year-olds don't have like Facebook or anything. Or
that's right.
Yeah.
So mum,
I'll Zoom call you on my play phone.
So mum has set up a surprise meeting between the two, right? So here's mum clearly setting it up, right? The 3-year-old's got no idea what's going on. He hasn't got the mental comprehension to know what's coming.
Who do you think we're meeting?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I don't know.
Right? So he's just thinking we're going for a walk to the park. Maybe I'm going to splash in a few puddles. We'll be right. Everything's going to be fine.
What a fun day. Like, the 3-year-old's loving it. Like, I'm 24. I'd love to do that now.
Yeah.
Simo, could you take me to the park?
Well, I'm going to take you to the moment that the 3-year-old sees his best mate from across, you know, like basically across a long pathway, probably like 100 metres away from each other, mm-hmm. and he spots him from that distance.
Wellia!
Isn't that adorable?
I know.
How good.
Nice.
So I decided, I was like, I don't know if that really captured the emotional moment. So I figure I'd do like a quick mix just to really capture that moment.
For this, I can tell.
Oh, Mike, it got me right in the heartstrings, Jordan, if I'm honest.
I know you're tearing up a bit now. Look at you.
Woo!
Simo and Jordan.
These face masks, they've become very important during sort of COVID-19 times.
Mm.
One guy in India, one businessman, has decided to take face masks, though, to the next level.
I've seen this. How dumb.
So this guy has decided that he would make a gold face mask, which is worth about 10,000 Aussie dollars.
Mm.
It weighs in at roughly 60 grams and took a craftsman 8 days to make.
Now, does it work? Do you know, I couldn't find whether or not it worked.
No.
Like, it's on his face, sure, but I'm not sure about the filtering of things.
Look, simple answer is no.
Probably not.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So he still has to wear, like, a normal one underneath.
Just a casual boast from a businessman, right?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. And when you say casual boast, I don't think you realise how spot on you
are. That's true.
He's 100% doing this to just show off.
Yeah, and actually, now that I think about it, there's nothing casual really about it because it's not, you know, face masks aren't casual attire.
Especially not gold ones.
It's more like a medical boast, really.
If you're in casual attire, you wouldn't be wearing a gold face mask.
Yeah, so
So this guy says that he got the idea for this gold face mask after watching TV where he saw a man wearing one made out of solid silver. So he's kind of like, hang on a second.
Sounds like he's the jealous type.
You say?
Yeah, I'd hats off to him, but I'd get worried that if he noticed I was wearing a hat, that he'd get jealous and then want to get a gold one.
Well, Simo, you are wearing a beanie at the moment.
Yeah.
I will send him a picture of you right away, and this time tomorrow we'll have a story about him creating a gold beanie.
More than likely, but it does kind of show that, you know, if you spend a lot of money on, say, I don't know, takeaway food, I don't know if you know anyone like that.
What are you trying to imply?
Well, I'm just saying there's more expensive ways that you can stuff your face, clearly.
What are you trying to say, Simo, that I eat too much takeaway food?
Well, change it up. Spend less on eating out and get yourself a gold face mask. You'll look good and you'll be
not safe.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And do you drink enough water on the daily?
Yeah, I like to think I do.
How much?
An amount that means I don't have crippling headaches every evening. Yeah, I don't know, I've always drunk what, like, people have said to me that I drink too much water.
Okay.
Like, family members, like, Jordan, you're always drinking water. I'm like, is that a bad thing?
It's like, the only time we see Jordan is when he's drinking water. The rest of the time, we can't find him. We just assume he's in the loo.
Yeah, when he was 5, we took him to a swimming pool. He drank it all.
how did you manage that? It's chlorine, right?
Look, probably wasn't the healthiest decision I've made in life.
Oh, dear. So have you ever... So you wouldn't have fainted then ever, I guess?
No.
No, never?
No.
Never had the experience?
No, I've never. I don't think that's... Is that something that everyone... Have you fainted?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I don't think that's... Maybe you should go see a doctor about that.
No, it happens when you don't drink enough water, but you're very well liquidated, so...
Hydrated is probably the word that you'd used.
Yeah.
Hang on, can you tell us one of the stories of when you fainted?
I will.
Okay.
I will. However, the reason I bring it up is because erupting online is the case of upstaging a wedding because an Instagram influencer fainted in the... What they call it, an audience at a wedding? Is that what they call it?
What a leak. How did we get to being dehydrated to an influence of fainting at a wedding?
Well, that's what happened. She heat stroke. She didn't drink enough water.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when did this happen? Because I didn't realise you could have people at your wedding.
What? Well.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. Either way, she was there. Instagram influencer. I didn't say that was legal. I don't know. There was people there. There was a wedding going on.
Okay. Well, if she wasn't meant to be there and she fainted, that is karma.
So... Yeah, the Instagram influencer, it was all caught on camera and then posted to TikTok, Instagram, because, you know, that's her job.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, you upstaged your wedding by fainting.
Oh, is there a suggestion that she fake fainted?
Correct, yes.
Ah, now I see. Just upstage the wedding, whoa.
Because how do you think it happens? You've never done it, so...
Well, I've seen people faint.
Yeah.
Like on TV and movies and stuff. I think we all... They just sort of fall over.
Yeah.
So I assume...
The world goes dark, Jordan. It's pretty scary.
I assume that's what happens.
Yeah.
You kind of start swaying and then falling and someone tries in vain to catch you and you just sort of don't.
Well, so that happened to me, right?
Okay.
Now, it happened to me in quite a stressful environment. I was at ball boy tryouts for the Australian Open.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at this, but when you say in a stressful environment, I imagine that would be where the majority of fainting would happen. I fainted. I was lying on a beach in the Bahamas. I just had my third guava juice and then I fainted.
That's called a nap, Jordan.
So anyway, so what happened with you? You were...
I was at the ball boy tryouts for the Australian Open. Right?
I've always been jealous of the ball kids. I've always wanted to be one.
It's running around, chasing tennis balls, throwing them around the court.
Getting abused by Nick Kyrgios.
Making hand signals. Yeah, and so then they gathered all the kids around in our floppy hats and our, you know, coloured uniforms, what have you.
Yeah.
And then they began lecturing us about how, you know, you've got to make sure you keep hydrated, drink a lot of water, because on court, the degrees Celsius... radiating off the floor, quite warm.
Especially at the Aussie Open, because it's in summer. It's not uncommon to have like 35, 40 degree days.
And so naturally everyone's listening to this is like, oh, you know, don't want to faint on the job. And then at the tryouts during the lecture about fainting, who checked out? Who ducked out? Who left the world and decided to hit the ground with a quick nap?
Can I have a guess?
Yes, you may.
Was it you?
It was me, yes.
Typical Simo, though. just like this person upstaged at a wedding. Roger Federer is there playing tennis and Simo thought, no, I'm going to upstage him by fainting. But you were okay.
Oh, yeah, I was fine.
Okay,
everyone, all the ball boys that caught me thought that I was joking around. They're like, no, he's actually...
Start throwing tennis balls at him!
Simo and Jordan.
The game of using the bathroom.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I don't want to go into the bathroom after you've lost. Not the ideal. But Simo, have you ever used a bidet in your life?
No, I don't know what that is.
So it's on the toilet, it's a little spray thing that kind of shoots warm water at your buttocks.
I didn't like the gestures you were using there.
They were weird gestures, I'm not going to lie. But it will kind of spray water at your backside.
Oof.
And therefore it will more or less do the role of what toilet paper does, cleaning you up.
Sounds like a young man's game, if I'm honest.
It really doesn't. It sounds like an old person's game.
Reckon?
Yeah, because they're not flexible enough to get back there and wipe.
But it's not cold.
For lack of a better word.
Is it cold?
I think, you can have cold water, you can have warm water. I'm not an expert on bidets.
In your experience?
No, I've never used one either.
Oh, right, okay.
I've got friends that have used one. Just kind of they've been on holiday and staying in posh hotels where they do have one.
It's hard to ask them about how they found the experience, isn't it?
Not really. No. Most of my friends come out and just start telling me. It's like, dude, I don't want to know. But anyway, Simo, the reason we bring up bidets is because a bidet company has put a job offer out. They are looking for someone. This is a 3-month role. You'll be getting over 10 grand Australian dollars, which is a fair bit. And you have to be their, quote, VP for fecal matters.
Okay.
So VR, a very important person for fecal matters.
Okay.
This job, the successful candidate.
Do they get a car? Do they get a car and a badge and a gun?
If they do get a car, I really hope the driver's seat has a little water fountain on it. You know, just it sticks with the company theme. So the successful person will be essentially required to test various products, as well as interview folks about what they get up to in the bathroom and share their personal experiences of using the bathroom products on social media.
Okay. Wait, they got to share it on social media.
Yeah.
They got to tag themselves in the loo. Like
they have said you can use the company social media.
Oh, right.
You don't have to use your own Instagram.
I thought this is like when you see your mates check into the cinema or like when they check in going for a walk locally. It's like, oh, that's what they're up to right now.
Oh, good to know that's what he's keen doing right now. Simo, the person who is trying to find the successful candidate, the person who's running the job, is the, and I quote, chief pooping officer of the company. His name's Mark Hyman, and he is looking for a new VIP fecal matters person to test out new products.
Jeez. So,
any interest?
I've had to do samples before. Have you had to do samples before?
No.
Like, oh, yeah, it's not fun.
Do I want to know when or how?
Oh, like years ago. But, like, yeah, it's not... any business that involves the business, it's not great. It's not fun.
I should say, they're not medically testing... yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you still got to go do that yourself.
Yeah, I know.
They're just purely on the experience, and as soon as they're not testing the... This is a disgusting topic.
So when you say they want someone with experience, I have to say that experience across the board should be... I mean, if everyone was healthy, it should be pretty much the same. Everyone has the same experience, right?
They do state they want someone specifically over 21 for that very reason.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it. But for now, I'm out of here.
Fair enough.
I'm going.
Going to the toilet or just...
I gotta go. Nature calls, Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've gotta go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.